The nurses' organisation is urging the government to follow in Australia's footsteps and pay students doing mandatory on-the-job training to combat so-called placement poverty. As part of their training, student nurses complete compulsory unpaid hospital placements and have to cover the cost of things like petrol, parking and accommodation, and they often have to give up paid part-time work to do the placements. From next year, the Australian government will pay teachers, midwives and nurses $320 Australian a week during their mandatory placements, but it will be means tested. Campaigners and students here have been fighting for a similar payment, and the previous Health Minister, Andrew Little, said he'd consider it for third year students. Nurses' organisation Kai Whakahaere, Kerry Nuku, joins us now. Kia ora, Kerry.
Kia ora.
Why do you reckon they should be paid while they're on these placements?
Because we have a significant crisis at the moment with recruiting nurses, and we need to grow our own. And the cost of living alone is diabolical. So imagine being a student over 3 years trying to work and juggle placement and juggle the responsibility of the profession.
Where do you see the comparisons in terms of other professions? Because there's lots that you don't get paid while you train.
Have seen during COVID how nurses stood up during that. We saw then how we had a significant crisis. Wherever there is a crisis in a professional workforce, there should be an exceptional amount of work that's gone in to support the ongoing sustainability and recruitment, retention and succession of nursing, as in other professional groups.
So they're an essential service, a bit like police. The police get trained when they are paid to train at college.
Totally. They're like police. There is a 6-month training program with nursing. It is a 3-year program, and an entry to practice after that. So it is a significantly longer duration that the nurses have to go through than I understand police.
So how many hours do they do on these unpaid placements?
There is a competency that's required by Nursing Council before they're considered to be eligible to graduate. I think that is about 1,000 hours at the moment, 1,100 hours.
Okay, so in what are you hearing from the students about the strain that it places on them doing this work and not being paid for it?
There's a significant amount of pressure on nursing students. We see nursing students that have to forfeit practicum because they haven't got enough petrol in their car, they haven't got a registered, warranted car fit to get them to the placements. So there is a huge pressure at the moment on nursing students just being able to get to placement. Then there is things like uniforms. Any balance that tips their equilibrium, whether or not it's, as we've had incidences where students have parked their car at their workplace, it's been damaged. And so additionally, paying insurance or having to get the replacement of that car on the road significantly compromises them. So we're seeing nurses apply through our scholarship fund for things like food, for things like the ability to pay their power, for things that ordinarily we should be able to afford.
And I'm thinking the hospital system relies on them to a certain extent, even though they're trainees and student nurses. What would happen without them in that environment?
Look, I think any hospital system or any system at all that supports and mentors nursing students relies on them for a certain degree. But, you know, nurses will support the training of them because they see them as the future generation of nursing. What we've seen is a huge skills-based drainage going overseas. So these nurses are seeing that their students, they need to support them to retain them and keep them in place.
What do you reckon would be a fair level of payment and for how long?
I think that what we would support is the government looking at these types of investments and being around the table with us that we can actually start to talk about the support. But at a minimum, it must be any payment must look at the living wage as a minimum starting point. But we also have to look at how we support the pastoral care, those nurses that are providing additional support. So it's all of a wider issue around this.
So you would like the living wage for the period that they are on placement as a bottom line, that's the least you would expect?
That's the least that we'd expect, yes, absolutely. And as Australia has said, it shouldn't impact on other subsidies or grants that they're getting.
Appreciate your time. That is Kerry Nuku, who is the Kaiwhakahaere at the Nurses Organisation.